It was a very difficult day on Tuesday at the OHSAA when announcements were made by Ohio Governor Mike DeWine regarding limiting fans at sporting events. Shortly after those announcements, I had a chance to sit down with OHSAA Executive Director Jerry Snodgrass.
I would love to say, hey, how are you? Good to see you. Let's talk a little basketball, but we're kind of past that right now. Just take us back, Jerry, if you would, the decision announced today regarding starting with the girls' tournaments on Thursday.
You know, I'll take you way back, you know, way back to if you're in this business, you know, and I've been in it, I don't know how many years, but, you know, as an athletic director and, you know, basically an event person, if you're in this business, you look at all the what-ifs. We started looking at the what-ifs. We started looking at long-range. We looked at the Farmer's Almanac for weather forecasts, mm-hmm. just to be prepared the best we can. And it's hard to be prepared for things you don't know, but prepare for the unknown. So I'll take you back to, you know, when the coronavirus first hit the United States. When it first hit the United States, was at Washington, I believe, we started talking amongst sport administrators in particular, like, uh-oh, we better start preparing. We better start looking at what's going to happen and the what ifs. There's still some things you can't prepare for. One of the biggest things that developed out of this early on, the CDC said this, and you know when people started asking questions, is that events, mass gatherings of people, the restrictions or not restrictions on them, is at the direction of the governor, mm-hmm. the Department of Health, and the CDC. I mean, not necessarily in that order. So knowing, I often said this, you know, to someone else, not on the same scale, but when you're an athletic director or school personnel and you have to deal with a snow day and canceling an event, at least there you're a little bit more in control of whether you're canceling it or you're going to let them go or let the game be played. Here, we weren't in control of this. Mm-hmm. But when it hit the United States, we started to say all the what-ifs. And we anticipated that the what-ifs were going to be either we can escape the time period, mm-hmm. and we started looking at spring sports because we thought sooner or later it's going to hit.
Right.
Two, that events, because I forget who did it first, but started to have events going on with no fans. So we knew that that was going to be an option. We even looked at, I'm kind of digressing here, but we even looked at, we had a long discussion about, okay, if there's an event that no fans are allowed to attend, do we postpone it to a later date so fans can attend? Well, when the general consensus on this is that it's going to get worse before it gets better, we did not view that as a viable option, so we let that go at that point in time. So then we looked at another option of, if canceled, allowed to continue, with no fans, or allowed to continue with limited fans. And that's where we're at. Mm-hmm. So we had some preparation on that, but, you know, at the same time, we're going 90 mile an hour getting ready for these tournaments that, right. Keeping in mind, we're not talking just the state girls basketball tournament right now. We're talking about a wrestling tournament that has 600 participants, probably 150 workers, you know, that work those events, and 300 schools are involved in our state wrestling tournament, let alone we now have regional tournaments going on in boys. This is a hard enough period of time without this issue.
Absolutely.
So, again, I'm taking you back to everything that's led up to
it. But it's good that you do that, because there's nothing in the OHSAA manual where you go to page 97 and go, oh, here's how we handle coronavirus.
That is correct.
Here's how we do this. So you're kind of on the fly with everybody else in this right now and doing the best you can with this.
And not only are we, but, you know, I was asked recently about, you know, how do you address the fans and the relatives that are not able to come to a game, you know, the emotions. And one of the first things I said, and I do mean this, I understand that. You know, I was in the schools. I wasn't lucky enough to bring a team to the state tournament, but I saw my teams as an athletic director come to the state tournament. But, you know, I said, I'll tell you how I will address that. I do respect and totally understand their emotions. I do. I was one of them. At the same time, our staff is very emotional about this, too. If you can, you know, I often talk on social media about the things that go on and the things I'm so proud of that our student athletes do and our teams do, that we're so proud to work for them every single day. The culmination of that is to see the success and the thrills of being in a state tournament. we're suffering from that too. Absolutely. Now, I know it's not the same as a parent, but we're not immune from it.
The executive director of the OHSA, Jerry Snodgrass, spending a couple of minutes with us here on 93.1 The Fan of what has been an exceptionally busy day for the OHSA. And as I mentioned earlier, these weeks are always busy, but you put this on top of it, and it just adds to the workload and whatnot. Maybe just take everybody through what the initial process with this will be. Four tickets per student athlete or four members of the immediate family. Just maybe give us the guidelines on this.
You know, at the time that we're doing this, I think we are live, if I'm not
mistaken. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
You know, probably by 7 o'clock this evening or so, we will have it detailed exactly to the schools. Because, again, we're looking at what-ifs. Mm-hmm. And when we first started talking about this, before the governor made this recommendation, you know, we said, well, if this happens, how many tickets do we give to a school? And, you know, well, give it to two parents. Well, today's world, you have step-parents. I mean, I had step-parents. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, that changes that a little bit. So now, all of a sudden, instead of two, it might be four. You know, the words essential and non-essential when it comes to personnel at a contest, that's a very tough, those are two tough words for us to deal with because, you know, have somebody say, you're not essential. I get it. I mean, it's the right way to say it, but that doesn't mean in our eyes they're not essential to the team or the event. We also know that we have to limit it. And when I go to the fact that the governor originally stated no fans at all, and then he said, but parents. So we have to respect that. And I do respect that, that we can't open the door to friends. We can't open the door to all these other people. So we're looking at four being a very reasonable number, reasonable from the standpoint of meeting this requirement, not reasonable for what people want. And I understand that.
Right.
So we're kind of looking at that right now. We're also looking at the fact of, and our administrators, we identify in our sports what administrators are able to get in. And I'm sure there's going to be an administrator that's, meaning an assistant somewhere, an assistant superintendent or an assistant principal, that normally would have partaken in this great thrill that won't get to see it. Now, that also means we need to count on the media to make it available, you know, to listen to watch, all these things, and we'll do our part to do that.
And we thank Jerry Snodgrass for that interview.